Oh, hey, wow.
Forgot about that, but don't worry.
Yeah, that was Matt's choice of a track, and he didn't realize that the last
it's the tragic rap fallacy, a skit on an album.
When did they start doing that?
I don't know. De La Soul, if you look back, 3 Feet High and Rising, Prince Paul got into the game, started producing things, started turning rap albums into these concept albums, a lot of songs, but with these little comedy skits in between, so...
Far be it for me to imply that a concept album is not good. I mean, the rest of Yes would yell at me at our next rehearsal.
That's true. Mark Hyden is currently, if you didn't know, he's currently tickling the ivories for Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so I think it caught on. It was cute back in the time. Now it's pretty much mandatory.
That you have crap,
and they just use a lot of filler. So if you find a rap album these days without skits on it, you're a very lucky person. Please call me and tell me the name of the artist.
Yeah, the last Public Enemy album didn't have skits on it.
Really?
Which is actually kind of a shame, because I think that'd be very interesting.
So, I saw, speaking of rap and urban culture and so on and so forth, there's a new Leprechaun movie out in the... And you know what it's called? Leprechaun in the Hood.
Really?
Starring Warwick Davis and Ice-T.
Ice-T's in it?
I am not kidding you.
He's entirely serious.
It's on video, I hope.
Yes, it's on video.
What do you mean you hope? Weren't you hoping that it gets a theatrical release?
Well, after I said that, I'm like, I don't hope. Please say it's going straight to video.
I hope it's a sticker on
somebody's... I hope it's IMAX.
Wow.
IMAX presents Leprechaun in the Hood.
So it's Leprechaun 5, or...
I don't know where they're at.
No, it doesn't have a number. It's just Leprechaun, because Leprechaun 4 was in space.
It. Yeah.
So, and then... Yes, this must be... I mean, this is technically the 5th, I believe. Mm-hmm. But, and then it says, Terror is in the House.
Nice. You know, Ice-T has some songs on that soundtrack.
Yeah, like Leprechaun, Yo.
Mm-hmm. And Yo Leprechaun, the remix.
And Down With My Leprechaun.
Leprechaun Vict.
That's good.
That was good.
That's good. Did you get that from him?
No, that was all in my head right now.
And, you know, that's the kind of thing that we like to do here at What Joe's Like.
You know, it is.
Help people sell their stuff. We like to help them sell it. They pay us lots of money. We help them sell it.
Exactly.
And we like to do it so much. Occasionally, we bring it right here on the show.
We bring our work to the air, our dirty work, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And it's dirty.
It's so funky, I can't even look at it without my eyes watering.
It's rank.
Stank.
And you can put it in the bank.
And it will accumulate interest at a very slow rate. So basically what Eric's trying to say is that we do underwriting in our spare time here at What Jail's Like, WJIL, for those people in the know.
Don't ever use an acronym.
For those people who actually don't know and need acronyms to know.
We here at WJIL do some...
Never again!
The WJIL posse likes to do some underwriting and help out, fellow corporations that aren't making enough millions of
dollars. It is strange that What Jail Is Like, and then if you change it, it almost sounds like What Jail Is Like, WJIL. Mm-hmm. You know, like...
Tangent number two, are we on number two right now? Tangent number two, I'm just going to limit it to three. Top three ways to pronounce the What Jail Is Like acronym, WJIL.
WJIL!
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 Well, I shouldn't have limited it to three. There's hundreds
of variations.
My throat is shredded.
I know.
I need got a foot clan up in here.
End tangent two now.
Whew. So what's up, dogs?
I just had that hand in my butt.
As we flip through the binder of companies that we do, in fact, underwrite for, there's so many to pick from.
So many.
Mm-hmm. Who actually is worthy enough to talk about on the air is the question that really... really comes to mind.
Well, I've currently been working with iOmega, a hardware company.
Right.
Manufacturers of the now famous Zip Drive.
Right, making waves in the computer industry.
Yes, and the Jazz Drive, which was slightly less popular because it cost like $400 to put it in, and then it was like $3,000 a cartridge.
People who listen to jazz like to walk. That's what I've noticed. They actually like to be pushed along.
But they've been, they've been hammering away in their workshops. Mm-hmm. The little elves of iOmega wearing their little cybernetic hats. and you know, trying to come up with the next wave. And you know, they brought you the zip drive, they brought you the jazz drive, now they're bringing you the what up drive. And that's a trademark. You can't, if you go into Best Buy or, you know, one of those stores and ask for the can I have the what up drive,
no.
But if you say, "What's can I have the what drive?"
Be like, right over here, aisle 5.
Exactly.
Audio footnote. This is a note from the technician of what jails like, who operates the control board. My microphone is set at the maximum level. Matt Trupia's microphone is set about 2 notches below mine. And Eric's is set at 0.01. And I can't get it any lower. And that's what he still sounds like. End audio footnote.
So what did they say to you, Eric, when you talked to him on the phone?
They said...
I mean, it was a conference call, but I was taking a dump. So I missed out all the important info.
Once again.
For you guys to leave, write that down.
Once again, poop coming in between you and the and your work.
It is. And I'll come in later, I'll look at your scribble notes and be like, oh, this is what we need to do.
It was a conference call, but I was stuck inside a donut. So I had to fight my way out.
Yeah.
You know, I heard that it's actually the plot synopsis for Mortal Kombat 3.
Really?
Several Mortal Kombat, you know, veterans are stuck inside a donut and must battle their way out.
Well, see, exactly what happened was I was in Antarctica, and it was very cold, so I just kind of packed my stuff on top of it.
Audio footnote. Long-form improv revolves around something called connections. Connections are when you use something that you used before in a different way. End audio footnote.
And so I said, sure, Mr. Polar Bear, come on in. There's room for two.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks.
They said, you know, Eric, and the rest of the Wigil crew.
And we said, who?
It's always like that, too. Everybody I talk to, they're always like, Eric. And I'm like, you're talking to Matt, CEO from Fritos. You're not talking to Eric. And there's other members, and I don't want to just be part of the Wigil crew so you can address me by my real name.
Oh, well, look at Mr. Uppity over here in the corner.
Matt is a living Aretha Franklin song. He's like a living, walking, breathing Aretha Franklin song.
It's truer than you think.
Yeah.
But he said, look, guys there, over there at What Jail's Like, up to and including but not limited to Eric, can you help me out? Can you help us out with our What Up drive? Because we'd really like to get out to the people. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to need the specs. We need the tech, the jargon, the lingo.
Tech specs are the worst.
Tech specs. Spec techs are okay.
They're a lot easier.
Tex-Mex, though.
It's rough on the digestive system.
Sometimes there's a bad file and you get Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Ow. You gotta get a cream, a salve, a balm.
Personally, I'm a big
fan. An unguent.
When they give you the wheat checks.
The wheat checks?
Mm-hmm. Wheat checks.
Nice. It's good for you, too.
I told that.
I'm a big fan of the cheap sex myself.
Nice.
I'm sorry. I took the wind right out of your sails, didn't I? Oh, you had one coming.
No.
And then I just tacked right in front of you and took the wind.
No, it was another Tyrannosaurus Rex joke, so I might as well just leave that one behind.
No. Bring it back in like a minute or so.
Okay. I wouldn't even acknowledge that this conversation took place.
1,000.
So anyway.
1,000. So they said, you know, it plugs into your computer.
Mm-hmm. Finds your computer, plugs into it.
Yeah, it plugs itself into your computer when you bring it home. Does it? Which is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It runs.
You should have seen the actually the lab where they were working on some prototypes. It's plugging itself into all kinds of weird, kooky, and unwanted places.
Mm-hmm.
It runs purely on a lukewarm Pabst and cold pizza,
which is perfect for the college student.
And well, it's modeled on the college student,
right.
And basically what it does is it's
actually shaped like a college student.
It is. It's got shapeless, baggy, you know, kind of off brownish, kind of button down shirt
and a Cox hat.
Yeah, and a Cox hat,
but not the kind of Cox you're thinking of.
No, because it's a school
right
mascot.
No.
Gamecocks, which, you know, and basically what it does is you plug it into your computer, you supply it with you don't have to plug it into the water, you just supply it with a steady supply of lukewarm Pabst and cold pizza from your, you know, favorite local delivery joint.
Mm-hmm.
It rifles through your, it rifles through everything you have, critiques all the porn you have downloaded. If it finds your porn collection lacking, it goes and gets some for you.
Fills in the gaps, if you will.
And then gets you lots of unreleased MP3s by bands that you don't know of and never will hear of again, or kooky MIDI files of people doing MIDI versions of classic rock tunes.
Ooh.
And also it'll send out emails occasionally to people like, dude, what's up? I'm so wasted. And I'm thinking, for the college student who wants to keep up appearances, the guy who likes to study, but whose friends aren't the studying type.
Mm-hmm.
The what up drive is the what up drive.
Heckin', if you don't have the time to sit down and forward a chain letter out to like 10 different people.
Right. And this thing will create chain letters for you if you're not getting them.
Mm-hmm.
And it will also search out, other what up drives that are single. And start internet romances for you.
Oh, wow.
Totally hook you up. Kind of cool. Like a matchmaker via the internet.
Then every night it'll print out a bio of what the What Up Drive has made you up to be, just so you can go in and continue the conversations full knowing
what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's a heck of a device.
So I really thought, I said, of course your target demographic is
college students.
And they said, why are you singing?
And I said, I'm just happy to have the coolest job in the world. Do you know how much your company is paying me? That's when I jumped in from taking my dump.
Yeah, that's about right where you jumped in, right during the tender negotiation parts of the evening.
They actually didn't know at that point how much they were paying us.
I hadn't jumped in yet because I was still fighting my way out of the donut.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I said, all right, college demographic. We'll get right to work on it. You just cut us a check for half the work up front. And then you cut, when you're done, when you're satisfied with the work, you cut us a check for the other half. They said, fine. They pulled out the checkbooks. We said $7.5 million.
A piece.
And at this point, I had arrived.
Right.
I was still coated in custard.
After we got the guy to the hospital, the paddles were applied liberally, and a steady IV drip of saline was plugged into his arm and a respirator put on him. Somebody managed to manipulate, I believe it was Matt over here, managed to manipulate his arm enough to sign the check.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to work. And that was 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've since spent all the money, but we do have a very rough draft of something.
And we've also got salt shakers from Cuba, which we visited.
Shaped like the boat boy.
Yeah, it's great.
They're riding this boat boy wave for all they're worth over there in Cuba.
And they have
shirts.
Puffy, I saw this puffy paint rendition of the boat boy on a yellow t-shirt.
I bought a couple of velvet paintings of the boat boy.
Nice. I had some cigars hand wrapped by the boat boy, supposedly.
Wow.
So anyway, let me just pop this in and hit play, and let's let you folks see what we got. What we got.
Oh man! I tell you, 20 hours of college classes, a messy roommate, a stinky meal plan. Not enough money for my parents. Sure makes college hard.
Hey, Kyle, I was thinking I could just drop some underwear on the floor, okay? Cool.
Oh, man. See what I'm saying? He's always playing his music without even asking me. And he throws parties without even telling me.
Son, this is your mother. We're not going to send you enough money.
Somehow my mom found her way on the internet. She keeps selling me emails. But there's one thing that I have that they don't have.
What up?
The new
What Up
Drive from the iOmega.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, your drive?
What's up, man?
Not much, yo. So, how's it going?
Going really awesome.
Look, I sent off some email to your mom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I forwarded her this hit the space bar kind of pornographic animation
that some of your friends emailed to you. Figured that'd get it off your back.
Well, did you also pirate her bank account?
Yes, I did.
Awesome.
So I transferred $44,000 from your dad's IRA into your bank account. And I don't mean Irish Republican Army.
Did you make it look like it was some random white-collar crime?
White-collar crime, yes.
Sweet.
Also, I noticed that you had a real dearth of naked Britney Spears pictures on your hard drive.
Oops.
I found you some. They're all faked. But, you know, close enough to the real thing. Oh, and there's a woman I met via, you know, the intranet. Her name is Chloe. She says she looks kind of like Shannon Doherty. So I told her you look kind of like, well, the only thing I could come up with was Screech from Saved by the Bell. So I told her you look a lot like Tom Cruise. But I talked to her what up drive and said that, yeah, she looks like Shannon Doherty if you squint real tight and then you hit Shannon Doherty with a truck.
Hey, Kyle! Come here and check out these middies of Bread's first album. It's a guy singing it in a really funny voice.
No, thanks.
No, dude, you should totally check that out, man. Because I downloaded it for you.
Oh.
What up? The what up drive from iOmega. So that's it.
Audio footnote. If you'd like to experience what Jalen's like as Mark experiences it, get a big pair of headphones, like ones that cover all of your ears, and turn it up to 11. And just sit there and smile and cry and
try not to wince when Eric,
yeah,
when
so
Eric hits the upper register.
Wonder if you miss that register of your hearing.
So that radio
and audio
spot,
footnote.
That radio spot, no, it still hasn't hit the editing room yet.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's still going to be scaled down to a stealthy 30-minute PSA.
It's a little lengthy. A little lengthy.
But you know, we got time.
Right.
We're going to actually, reminds me, we're going to have to hit up iOmega for some more funds.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely, yeah. This is taking far longer than we thought.
Well, we got to get back down to Cuba.
That was a great time.
Yeah, I thought so.
Remember the pina coladas?
I
want to
get another one of them inflatable boat boys.
Yeah.
All right, so I took the next call. Well, you guys went off to both take your tandem dump.
Sit in spider position. Two man dump, one man leap.
Anyway, so I took the next call, you know, because the phone was ringing off the hook. And it was, who was it? It was Todd McFarlane.
Ooh, Todd McFarlane himself.
Ooh.
Himself. I was really happy to have fielded this call.
Frawl Dogs.
Frawl Doggy Dog.
Creator of the dark and mysterious and intriguing, well, if you've got a brick in your head, character Spawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing like Batman.
No.
Nothing like Spider-Man. Mm-mm. It's Spawn.
Todd McFarlane himself. So what did he say?
Well, Farl Daddy Kane said to me, listen, my line of action figures is going through the roof. And he said it like that, through the roof, as if to imply that it was being very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it was actually
going
really,
through the roof.
Like it wasn't an exclamation of horror or terror. No.
It was a very confident...
It's a good thing, not a bad thing.
But, ... and I could actually see the ellipses in his
voice.
Well,
that's because he's got a pronounced, it's an actual clinical condition in which he must pronounce his ellipses.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, wow, what's coming next? And he said he wants to open up his market, not anymore to, 13 through 18 year old comic book kids and collectors. He wants to open it up to people who are fans of all different kinds of figures in pop.
To the peeps.
To the peeps, if you will. And I said that to him, and he said, to the peeps. And agreed with me wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
So not only does he want to marry his action figures with a lot of other corporations, for example, he's been courting Aunt Jemima.
Courting?
Mm-hmm.
He's been courting her?
Courting.
Oh, I thought you said courting.
No. C-O-U-R-T-I-N-G.
So I said, no, Mr. Tyrannosaurus Rex. There's no room in the igloo because me and the polar bear are in here. And I didn't make it big enough because I didn't have enough stuff. And so he stomped away because they've got Tyrannosaurus Rexes in Antarctica.
So anyway, to get back to my floundering joke, Aunt Jemima he's been courting, you know, who apparently wants her own action figure. Various mask arts from Serial, like Lucky the Leprechaun from Lucky Charms.
And I got on the phone at that point and told Farrow Dogs that he really should have actual hair, mutton chops, on the Lucky action figure.
Yep.
And none of that plastic painted on stuff.
Right. Who else? The Teddy, the Golden Grahams bear.
Nice.
And a whole host of other, if you will.
A ho-ho guy?
A ho-ho. A whole host of other. So, I said, all right, big Farlisher. I'll do that for you. Me, personally, I'll take this account on, and I'll come up with a way that you can market all these things. A way that you can open your skill, your talent, your craft, your artwork, up to the masses, to the peeps. And we'll come up with something that'll sell you millions of dollars so that we'll go through the roof. You know, I said it like that as if to imply that he'll make more money.
Not that it would be a bad thing.
No, right.
Not that you're actually going to cause the entire stock that he had left to jettison itself through his roof.
I'm sorry, but I immediately laugh upon hearing the word jettison in every context.
God, jettison? You're having problems over there.
Jettison.
You're getting real comfortable.
J-E-T-T.
You get comfortable, and then it's like, your mouth is like, no, dude, I'm tired.
So anyway, we worked long and hard on a radio spot, too, because that's where we start off. You know, that's our forte, so it's easiest for us to come up with.
Video spots are our forte one.
Yeah. To come up with little spots like this, using media to come up with something that will move products.
Other than an earthquake.
I'm going to rewind it. It's a good thing we got some lead tape on this.
You didn't actually hit record. Right, you? No. That would have recorded over part of it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Quiet.
Other than
no.
see, it did record.
Wait, I want to try it again.
We're missing the first couple seconds.
Hold on, I'm going to try it again.
Okay.
Right, let me check. Wait, no, it's not working. Hold on.
Okay.
Right, rewind. I'm going to play it and see if it shows up again.
Other than an earthquake.
And then, so I said, man, that action figure is great.
Sweet.
Oh, great. Nice. Mark, you took out the majority of the ad.
I wasn't pressing play, all right?
That took $25 million to produce, man.
I know. Let's go to Cuba.
Oh, my car's
getting
so mad.
We'll go to Cuba. We'll work it out.
Well, you're going to start over again, then.
Well, Farl Daddy Kane, Dr. Farl.
Lee, Mr. Farley.
Yeah. Farl lover. He's not going to be happy.
Farl around the world.
Mm-hmm. Master Farley. Lauren Farl. Not going to be happy. But I can handle him. He's a punk.
Okay. So are we moving on then?
Yeah, man.
Sure. All right. I'm going to have to keep this one relatively brief because we're running out of time. But I do want to give, you know, our sponsors the due that they deserve.
They do.
They deserve.
Yes, absolutely. new form of transportation. People are looking for a new form of transportation, kind of, you know, like on the thrill side, like kids, especially teenagers who aren't old enough to drive, or moms being a drag won't let them borrow the car, you know, skateboards, you know, those skateboards, they're just kind of gone, you know, like, you know, the gleaming the cube doesn't mean to this generation what it meant to the last generation, you know. And, you know, rollerblades, you know, sometimes kids have big feet. Even those are kind of in the past. They're looking for the new wave. And I think this generation, perhaps more than any, just because it's being so openly announced, is just full and rampant with just, you know, big old edible complexes. Because of modern medical science, people are being booted out of the womb earlier than they want to. You know, generation after generation, people are left with this lingering desire to get back into the womb.
It's true. Just as a side note, the common human gestation period is only about 3 weeks nowadays.
Yeah. And people are just, you know, kind of innately want more. It's kind of sweet in the womb. It's a good deal in there. But we're being booted out of the womb earlier and earlier every generation.
You know, just real quick on that side note, we actually had a request from GE to do some ad campaigning for their microwave womb. which is all the baby in a quarter of the time.
Wow.
But I turned that down as morally morally shady.
Yeah. We don't need more babies in this world.
No.
But what we do need is a new way to get around. It's environmentally friendly. It's not passe, you know, like some of those other, you know, skateboards, rollerblades that I mentioned. And what I came up with was a way to tie the two. It's actually, it's umbilical skating. And what you do is you use your umbilical cord. If you don't have yours anymore, and most people don't, you can actually have it reattached at the belly button. What you can do is you just pull up your shirt a little bit, and if you're fat, you know, it's probably exposed anyway because clothes don't fit you very good. You just, you know, you just poke, and the Audis are going to love this one because finally they've got, you know, form and function to the Audi belly button. And it just fires right out. You tag on to, you know, like a truck that's going by or something. You got wheels on your
feet. Back to the Future style.
Yeah, Back to the Future style with all the comfort of those womb-like memories.
Wow.
Getting around the city like that.
Nice.
So that's kind of what that's what I was thinking. And the company thought I was a dirty man for coming up with it. But we produced a radio spot anyway. And do we have this one or...
Let me check it.
Okay.
What was that? What the? Wait a minute. Oh, the tape is turned. Hold on.
It's all gnarled. Yeah.
Thanks. All right. Rewind. Stop.
Play. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
That's mine. Yeah, I think that's the wrong tape. Wrong tape.
Alright, let me put this one in. No. She said she was 18. No, I swear to...
I think that's the
wrong tape. Okay, here we go. Well,
hopefully this is the right radio spot up. Other than an earthquake. Oh!
That's the one from before.
Yeah.
Jackass.
Right, let's try this one.
Okay.
All right, let's try this one. Oh, no, that was the tape we were taping the show on.
Do we have any tapes left in here?
Wait, I have one in my ass.
Oh, here we go.
If this doesn't work, we can play back some duct tape.
And here we go.
Okay.
I think this is it.
Ah, jeepers, everybody's going so fast, and here I'm just stuck on a street corner. This stinks.
Excuse me, son.
Yeah?
Can you point me in the way of my kingdom? I seem to have poked myself in the eyes.
I don't know about that, sir.
Look, I don't want this to be so complex.
Ooh.
Point me in the direction.
Filled with these deep, strange feelings by this man. And I want to get away. But hey, I also want to do it in a hip, cool manner.
Son?
Yeah?
You looking for answers?
Yeah?
You looking for a way to have sex with your mother without really having sex with your mother?
And get around town at the same time in a hip, sleek fashion.
Well, I got something for you.
What's that?
Here, take this umbilical cord.
This fits perfectly.
Attach it right to you. There you go. Now, see all these cars rushing past you on their way to work in their most efficient, cool, stylish manner?
Uh-huh.
When you see one that you like, you push that belly button in. Point towards the back of that car.
Well, the woman in driving that minivan has a blonde perm and a open case of alcohol in the front seat, just like my mom.
And a soccer sticker on the back.
I'm along for the ride.
Another happy customer.
Cuckoo, ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson.
Come on, Ed. I'll show you to your kingdom. All right, here's some sunglasses too.
Thanks. Hey, could you have somebody look at the heat in my womb?
Yeah, no problem.
So I think
I take out the room womb pun at the end.
Yeah, we'll get rid of that and we'll put on the tagline of the product, and I think it'll work. I think people are probably very excited about it already in very strange ways that they didn't entirely understand.
You know, people this way that people can write off their desire to have sex with their mother as saying it's just a really logical way to get to work and school. You know,
yeah.
Well, you know, you want to put your neuroses to work for you.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I'm R&D is working on a version for people who have Electra complexes, but I can't talk about that on the air.
No. Involves nipple clamps.
No. No. What Jail is Like underwriting section is drawn to a close, but what Jail is Like is not. It's only 11:23 p.m. here on WEFT Champagne 90.1 FM. Two big, strong, long segments left on What Jail is
really?
Like.
What three words would describe the What Jail is Like crew
Hard
better than
long.
Big, strong, and long?
Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do now is we're going to tear through the PSA box, get ready to give you some PSAs after this break, and keep it good. Keep it through and through good. So please do stay tuned, 359-9338.